The president's statement didn't surprise because he already highlighted the need to brought light to the assassination of former head of state, also the head of the army. And in his statement yesterday, he just reassured people. I think this is also the position of the Guinea-Bissau government elected after the elections of November 2008. All wants to know, to explain what happened, and this is part of the process of stabilization, of political stabilization, because if no inquiry is made, for sure the process of dialogue will be difficult.
After the investigation, will there be a process of punishment if those behind are caught, and will the UN support this venture in stabilizing the country?
To date, we are just focused on this issue of inquiry, and the UN, as well as ECOWAS, the West African Economic Community, African Union, and CPLP, the Portuguese community, are working together with Guinea-Bissau authorities, try to provide support in order to carry out this process. For the moment, we are just talking about the process and the need of investigation.
Talking about ensuring stability, is the new president getting the support from ordinary Guineans because of the history to ensure that everybody lives in peace and security in the country?
Definitely. The inauguration ceremony was held under heavy rain, but 15,000 people packed the stadium where it was held, enthusiastic people, and this was a sign of their commitment, of their support to the elected president. Even his opponent to the elections was there, Kumbayala, and he, with the prime minister, they walked hand in hand and tried to show people that everybody, starting by politicians, wants to change things in Guinea-Bissau and put the country in the road of development and peace and stability.
How optimistic are ordinary people towards a new and better Guinea in the future?
You know, what happened in March and also in June was terrible for the country, despite all these tragic events since the country became independent in 74. And people just wanted, now they think that the new authorities and conditions are created. International community is here. Guinea-Bissau is being provided support. These are things that lead people to optimism.